Many intergovernmental or development agencies employ institutional sanctions, which are typically some form of debarment or suspension, or speaking non-technically, blacklisting. So once a company is identified as a fraud risk in the development space, the development institution can choose to exclude that company from future projects that it finances, from all future projects. I would add that what I've seen in the international development community is that in addition to using debarment as a risk mitigation tool, these sanctions have become more sophisticated in employing conditions for release.